If you think you're standing strong, be careful, for you too may fall into the same sin. So don't you walk out here today and say, well, I've got it under control. I ain't never going to sin. Every time I hear a story like that, I think about this pastor. I mean, this guy was a great anointed man of God, and he said, I can overcome any woman. You know, said, there's not a woman alive that can get me to sin. A little bit of pride in that. You hear that? One day he's preaching in his church and in walks a knockout. I mean, this woman is gorgeous. He was preaching and he stopped. She was so beautiful. And watched her walk. And then all of a sudden he caught himself and he started preaching again. And one day he says, you know, would you like to go to dinner with me tonight? He was a single guy. She said, of course, I would love it. So she went to dinner with him. They went out a few times. He contained himself. She was trying to entice him. Finally, she got him to go to an apartment. And he's in that apartment. He's thinking, now, I'm not going to sin against God. She is just doing everything she can to entice him. And all of a sudden, he says, I can't stand it. And he's fixing to go to bed with this woman. And all of a sudden, this most gorgeous, beautiful woman looked him right in the eye and said, you said you would never be able to be deceived by a woman. Now, how does she know that? But she said, I have deceived you. And he said, all of a sudden, that woman turned into the most ghastly, wicked thing I had ever saw in my life. She was a demon. From the devil, taught him a lesson. You're a man. And there is one out there that can get through to you if you're not staying real close to God. Temptation. That's why you got to stay close to Jesus. If you don't stay close to Jesus, I mean, it may not be sex that you're tempted with. I mean, that's just like me and alcohol. Listen, alcohol's not a problem for me. I hated it all my life. Nicotine is not a problem for me. I hated it all my life. But working is my sin. Building buildings, designing things, I love it. Is that just as much sin? I can sit there and work on something, designing something for hours or days. And if I'm not careful, I can get in my computers and I can start designing a piece of equipment or an electronic circuit. And 2 days later, I ain't even thought about God. But y'all just don't understand, you know, that we all have a weakness. Now, it make no difference with God if my weakness, if my God all of a sudden become that computer in my brain and these electronic circuits I'm designing. If that's become my God all of a sudden, that's just as big a sin with God and me as it was with that pastor that was failed by sin, by sex. Whatever God you put before me, I don't like it. You know, I finally learned. Lord, I'm here. You put me here as an engineer to design these things. Now I ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, to show me how to do it. Wow. He says, now then, you're going to put me first. Yes, Lord, I'm going to praise you and thank you and worship you. And so we do that. We get up and go drink an iced tea. And I said, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for this glass of iced tea. And then I'm going to go back over and sit down at that computer. And I know I'm going to thank you and praise you for giving me the knowledge and wisdom to design that piece of equipment and make it work perfect in Jesus' name. And after I started doing that, wow, I could do stuff in a fraction of the time. And I was always giving him the glory. And people would ask me, Thurman, how in the world do you design such a fantastic piece of equipment? I said, it's real simple. I pray and ask Jesus to give me the knowledge. And in the engineering world, I mean, really, you know, I became a legend in my own time with the company I work for. The CEO stood amazed at the things I designed for them. But guess who always give the credit? The Lord. You know, I had some of them had come to me and you do miracles in buildings, and I built buildings. In fact, one time at DFW Airport, they pulled a fast one on me. This executive vice president of engineering come down and said, Thurman, get your notepad. I want you to go with me. I said, okay. So we go over to a building we got over there, and it was about 25,000 square feet. He said, I want you to do this and that. He's telling me all kinds of things he wanted done inside the building. Then he said, I want you to come off the back of the building out there and just square it off and come out and add another 20,000 square feet on it. And then he said, after you get that laid out, he said, I want you to get some test bores done where we can get some samples so we'll know how deep, how everything, what we're going to do for piers. And then he said, I want you to renovate this entire 25,000 on this side, add 20,000 on that side. And I said, and it was the 15th day of April 1983. I said, well, how much time do I have to do this? This was the 15th of May, that's what it was, the 15th of May of 1983. He said, I want this entire project finished and moved into by the 1st of July. That's 15 days this month, and that's June and July. You want me, I said, do you have a contractor lined up? He said, not yet, but we will find one. I said, do you have all the drawings and specs? He says, not yet. He said, by tomorrow, I'll have you one set of drawings for a floor plan, but within a week, I should have specs and drawings. I said, and you want me to take one set of drawings to the DFW Airport Board to get approval to start on a building of this size with one set of plans? He said, yeah, do the best you can. He said, you've always been able to do miracles for us. So he said, let's see what you can do on this one. So he walks off and I said, okay, Lord, I come home and I get on my knees. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, there ain't no way no man can do what they asked me to do. It cannot be done. But I said, Lord, if it's in your plan. And I don't know, this is one of those times when I can't pray in faith. Because I didn't see no place in the Word of God where he says I can ask him to let me build a building in 2.5 months. I didn't see that. You know, so he did say I could ask for anything, you know. So I said, okay, Lord, if it's in your plan for me to do this, then I'll take this set of drawings over to Al Magazine at DFW Airport, planning and zoning and everything tomorrow, and he'll pass it. And I said, Lord, I got to have a couple electricians, you know, I said, because I got to start first thing in the morning. And so I was there at the building at 15 minutes till 7. I'm standing there in front of the building, looking at this thing, thinking, how are you going to do this, Lord? And an electrician truck pulled in with two electricians in it. So I go over there and I say, can I help you guys? They said, yeah, we're looking for Thurman Scrivener. I said, that's me. He said, we understand you need some electrical circuits run and we're here to do it. I said, who told you to come out here? He said, our boss. I said, okay. So we go in and I get them all started and show them what I want to do. So they bring their tools in, start running these new circuits and taking out the old circuits that I won't change and all kinds of things. And then I drive over to DFW Airport. I've been there many times. I built a lot of stuff at DFW Airport, but I ain't never experienced what I experienced this day. I walked into Al Magazine's office and I said, Al, this is a little unusual, but I only got one set of floor plans. And I really need approval to start on this today because this company wants me to have this done by the end of June, the 1st of July, May, June, and July. They give me 2.5 months to do this project. And I said, to get this done, I need to be working today. I need people running circuits. I need test bores being dug. I need all kinds of things. I said, what do you think would be the chances of me getting approval on this? And then in a week or two, I will have all the plans and drawings and specs, and then y'all can go through them, because it normally takes DFW Airport Board 8 weeks just to go through all the drawings and give you approval. 8 weeks. Maybe 6 if you're really in a big hurry and it ain't a big project. This is a pretty good-sized project. He folded them out. Big old sheet of paper this big. Signs his name on the top corner and says, you got approval. You can get started. I bet that ain't never happened again at DFW Airport. I bet you if you ask him about that today, he will deny ever doing that. But he did that. Of course, I don't know. I'm sure he's just like me. He's got to be retired long ago. But I took that set of drawings with his name signed on it, and I started, and I started getting things together. And I finished that building just a few days short. We moved into it about 3 or 4 days before the end of July. Had it totally complete except for the outside. Mr. Martin, he actually, about a month, he come down with his engineer and architect, and they looked at it, and they said, how in the world have you got so much done in such a short period of time? I said, well, like I always tell you, I pray about everything. And Jesus is always the one that makes it all flow. You know when you need a sprinkler contractor and you know tomorrow is the day you're ready to start putting the sprinkler pipes in, and you look out there the next morning at 7 o'clock and they're there right on time. The whole truck, crews, everything. You thought, only God could do something like this. I got that whole thing done. And of course, I was a few days early, even a few days early. We moved into it early. And when I asked him, I said, how much money do I have? He said, you have $1.1 million to do this whole project. Now, that was a long time ago. You couldn't even begin to do a project that size today for that kind of money. And so when I got through with that project, I had spent exactly $1 million. I had $100,000 left. And so Bill Martin, the executive vice president of engineering, called me. And I was about 3 days from being totally through with the grounds and everything, but we're already in the building. It's all working. Everything's up. He said, Thurman, how's the building going? I said, well, Mr. Martin, it's good. I said, we're in it. And I said, you know, all I like is a little outside grounds work. I said, a little bit of curbs and stuff, but I said, we'll be through within the next couple of days. I said, we're in good shape. He said, I see you're well under budget on that. I said, yes, sir. Best my figures are, I'm somewhere around $100,000 below budget. He said, that's exactly right. He said, I have another project for you. Now I have worked 80 hours a week for 2.5 months, every day except Sunday. I still took my Sunday off, went to my Baptist church and taught my Sunday school lesson and went to church Sunday morning and Sunday night and everything. I did forego all the stuff during the week. I will have to say that. I had a project here. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, first of all, I want you to go home and I want you to ask your wife where she wants to go on vacation. He said, I know you had a vacation plan with your children just before we put you into this massive thing. You'd already scheduled it, had it planned and everything. And when I come down, I told you, you can forget your vacation. You throw it out the window. You can't take it this year. And you didn't even fuss. You just said, okay, whatever I got to do, that's what I'll do. So he said, I want you to go and ask your wife where she wants to go, anywhere where we have a resort, Marriott Hotel, because I work for the Marriott Corporation. I went home and told her. I said, where do you want to go? She said, Hawaii.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, With the Blood of Jesus, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.